You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, August 27, 2018. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. For those of you who forgot over a week.
They forgot the name.
I forgot everything.
Hey, what is what is this?
Surely they killed themselves.
I mean, they got a week. I mean, they don't do that.
Yeah.
And I don't even, I think we forgot to even say it.
No.
Did we actually say it?
Okay. Yeah, because I was on a work trip.
I forgot that, yeah.
Because podcasting doesn't pay the bills.
No, sadly. For some people it does.
I know.
Just not us.
Not us. Would you be opposed to having a Patreon?
I would not be opposed to having a Patreon.
I just feel like, what are we going to offer?
Yeah. I don't know
what we can offer.
I don't know what we can do.
And give it to him a day early? Us.
That doesn't work.
No, because I don't even edit it a day early sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I edit it.
And then it'd be weird to get a day early.
And you're like, oh, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be kind of strange.
Yeah.
You'd have to release them right when we record them.
I'd probably squander the money anyways, because I'd be like, oh, cool, it's free money for something I do anyways.
Yeah, just extra.
But yeah, so we post 5 episodes a week. Monday through Friday. Monday, we talk about superhero and Star Wars. Tuesdays, we talk about everything else. Call that the leftovers. Then Wednesday rolls around and we talk about reviewed. We talk about things we saw. And then we have a discussion. Thursday comes around. We talk about America's Sweetheart, where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart. Mike tries to guess who they are based off their IMDb trivia. Then guesses their age and height and their top performing box office picture. Then we talk about this week in movies in the now. We talk about movies that are coming out that week. Trailer talk, where we talk about trailers we saw that week. Then Freestyle Friday rolls around on Friday. Talk about whatever we want, along with Netflix recommendations, where we recommend something for you to watch on Netflix. Because there's so much content.
Very much so.
It's just a matter of finding it.
After we've been doing it this many times, it gets less and less. I mean, they keep adding more, but like they'll add new seasons of the same show, and we're like,
can't do that.
We can't recommend that.
And they recommend originals that don't come out until.
Yeah, that's why you're happy about this Disney deal, because you're like, oh, another Disney movie showed up on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I could recommend that as long as it's something that's already. As long as it's something that hasn't been already
previously
on
previously exist.
Yeah, so that's the problem.
Yeah.
So let's talk about superhero news.
All right, we got some Spider-Man Far From Home news. We have a casting. Remy High has been cast. I believe he was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, he was. He was, I think, Alistair.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I was reading, related to Crazy Rich Asians more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
On Angry Asian Man, on that blog, they had an article about the Mahjong scene that explained everything.
Yeah. Did that scene make sense
per the after rules that of Mahjong? Article, after that article, yeah, it made a lot of sense. And I was like, whoa, what a great scene. Because apparently that scene's not even in the book.
Mm-hmm.
They added that in just for the movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a cool scene.
Yeah. And, well, once you know what's going on.
Well, even if you don't know what's going on, it's a cool scene.
Because
it's just there's so much movement.
Because she intentionally loses.
Yeah.
Which you don't gather from the movie.
Well, to win, no?
No,
she does not end up winning?
She doesn't end up winning.
I thought she'd lose to play. I thought it was like poker, and I was like.
No, she intentionally.
Did that first scene exist in the book?
The poker scene?
The poker scene. I assume that was a parallel to that Mahjong scene.
Okay, so in the Mahjong scene, she gives up. Because like you're trying to gather these points, and then she intentionally gives up the tile that she knows that her. The lady
that she needs. Oh, so
needs,
it was a parallel to the son giving up the son.
Yeah, so she's mother. Willing to give up the son to give her the happiness that she needs.
But what was the whole part at the end where she flipped her own over?
So to show that she had a complete.
Oh,
set.
She could have won.
So she had like
she
an
had
eight.
The chance
yeah,
to
she
win.
Had the chance to win.
Ah, yeah, parallel a lot better.
Yeah.
To what was happening?
To the story being told, the dialogue.
There you go.
And I'm like, how is anyone supposed to understand this?
Yeah.
Like, that better be a DVD extra. During the commentary
explaining
track,
Mahjong.
They better explain how Mahjong works or have a. They should have Awkwafina and Constance Wu explain how Mahjong works.
Yeah, that would have been helpful.
Yeah.
But I think we get the gist of the scene, but I interpret it completely wrong.
There's even more because, like, so when you're playing Mahjong, there's four sides of the table, and one is east and one is west, and Constance Wu's character is sitting on the west, representing mm-hmm. the fact that she's Chinese from America.
Okay, whoa.
And the mother-in-law is sitting on the east, representing that she's from the Chinese, like Singaporean Chinese.
Yeah.
And there's like all these other things at play, and whoa. There's like,
That's a lot of depth to that scene. I thought it was just
so much depth. You have to read this article.
That is crazy.
And you're like, I'm like, wow, like that deserves, like this movie deserves an Oscar based on that scene
really
being in the movie.
Thought this through.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Because then there's like, what was it? There was like another thing where Eight Bamboo is like the top one, and it's like certain tiles represent good fortune in the west, but don't represent good fortune in the east.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. It was like, I was like, whoa.
Damn.
Like,
I think they thought about that more than any other aspect of the movie.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of big, like, action, like
major scenes.
Scenes with a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. So it's very interesting. Go read that article. Crazy. After you watch the movie.
Yeah, I need to read that.
Go article. Watch the movie and then go read the article.
Yeah. And then the other bit of Spider-Man Far From Home news, there was like this set video that Tom Holland released. So it was kind of like hinting at something, but like it's all speculation.
This is such a reach.
It's a very big reach.
It's like a stuntman. He's talking about how he does his own stunts. It's for one of those like come meet me on set mm-hmm. contests.
Yeah.
And it's like the stuntman is hit by a spurt of water, and they're like, maybe the villain is this guy who can control water.
Yeah, maybe it's Hydro Man.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, how could I forget that name?
Yeah. Water Man, no. Aquaman, no. That's different. Hydro Man, of course.
Hydro Man,
of course. But yeah, well, they're just saying because we're already getting like at least two villains. Vulture might come back, three villains. So they're like,
yeah, but don't they know the curse?
Yeah, but maybe like. Well, because Marvel's kind of got control, sort of.
No, but
control.
They know the curse of, like, the three villains. Like, that never works
I know,
well.
But maybe Marvel... Well, technically, in the first... in Homecoming, they had the Vulture, the Tinker, and the Shocker. I think the curse is if you have the story focus... If they're not all on the same side...
Yeah.
Or if they're not all have one common goal. If you got, like, three different goals, like Spider-Man 3, where Venom has nothing to do with Sandman, has nothing to do with Green Goblin. They're all three individual... villain stories. None of them are connected.
Hobgoblin,
sorry, not Green Goblin. Hobgoblin. Same with the Electro has nothing to do with the Green. That's only two villains, isn't it? That's still screwed it up. And Rhino.
Yeah.
They really have no connection. I think Rhino gets his suit from somebody or whatever, but none of those stories.
But they don't, I don't think they explicitly say that.
Yeah, they're not really connected. So it's like, yeah, if you're not all tied up into one story, you're having five different movies in one movie. So I trust they're doing it. But I think they might put a bunch of villains in this just so Sony doesn't be like, oh, we're doing a spinoff.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to take all these characters.
Take as many characters as we can.
As we can. So Sony doesn't screw them up, basically. My theory on it. But yeah, the Hydro Man's a very big reach. And I assume they showed us that just to like, put all they want all this hype and speculation, even though we know nothing. So. Time will tell. But yeah, I bet, like, if Sony's doing all the advertising for this movie, like, we're gonna find out things. Like, how are they not gonna spend, like, what is their agreement? I wonder what their agreement is with Marvel. Because how are they not gonna spoil
any of this?
In the second Avengers? I don't get it. Because it's literally a month after, or two months after. It's too close, so. I don't know.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 news. James Gunn won't get rehired for director. He met with Alan Horn.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan
wasn't
Horn,
there.
Yeah. And Alan Horn said, nope, I'm not going to offer you another job.
Yep. Seems like a courtesy meeting, I guess.
I guess, but why even have the meeting if you're not going to offer him the job?
Yeah. Seems like a weird thing to do.
I think it was for James. I think James Gunn was asking for the meeting, but like, let me explain myself.
Yeah. And they may have been, yeah, we understand, but like, we can't back away from what we did. Who knows what was said in the meeting? I wonder what was said. Because he knows if they're using his script or like.
Well, because I looked up Alan Horn. He's 75 years old. Bob Iger, 67. Dude, these are old people. 75 is old to be working still.
Yeah.
Chairman.
Isn't he going away soon, Alan Horn? I thought he was stepping down soon or something. I may have heard wrong, but that's what I thought.
Yeah, his contract will run out until he is 75 years old. He has established a successful working relationship with Pixar, Lucasfilm, and Marvel Studios. Studios which operate with great autonomy under Disney's overall ownership. Do they, though?
Not to an extent. Not ultimate control, though. Not when stuff like this happens, apparently.
Apparently that's one of his daughters. 30?
Well, he's 75.
He had a kid when he was 45?
I guess so. It's pretty old. But I guess so. Was that not his first kid, though, is it?
I don't know. He says he has another kid, but...
They don't get a wiki?
No, because she's an actress.
Okay.
Cody Horn is an actress. She was in Magic Mike. He let that happen. But a guy who makes a bunch of jokes...
Yeah, but his company wasn't involved, so...
He also let her be in the movie Demonic, which was like terrible.
I don't think he controls her.
That's like Lawrence Fishburne. You hear about that?
What about him?
Lawrence Fishburne has a daughter who does porn.
Oh, I think I did.
And they don't talk at all.
Oh, weird. That's
weird. It'd be weird if they did.
Well,
it's 2018.
Yeah. I mean, people, that's just weird that you don't see many people coming from.
Successful families.
Families and money, yeah.
Paris Hilton.
Or maybe I'm a... Yeah, but she doesn't do porn. She had a sex tape, but I think that's different, right? Well, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, because you're not still doing it.
Like, you're not making a career out of it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, you'd think they'd break her off some money.
Yeah. I wonder the story there, but I don't care.
Yeah, I think I was too young to, like... That's a documentary I would watch.
Yeah. The history.
Like, what exactly went on.
Yeah. There's something there.
Because I think the dude made out like a bandit.
Yeah.
How do you prove you own that tape?
I don't know. That's a good question. Gardens?
No,
we didn't really.
I forgot. It's on hold now.
Yeah,
so we were talking about this.
Yeah, they were supposed to start shooting in January, and I think they were doing pre-production right now. But they said everybody go home or something.
Yeah,
so it's like officially being
put on hold.
Put on hold. So,
do you think what if they reshoot the ending of Infinity War?
I mean, they could. Wouldn't that be weird? To like,
or Avengers 4, I mean,
the Guardians are still.
All dead.
All dead. Like, whoa. That would be crazy.
See, oddly enough, it's the two, like Dave Bautista, like everyone who signed that letter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think it was everyone, though.
Bring back Michael Rooker only to kill him off.
I don't think Michael Rooker would do that to James Gunn.
What do you mean?
But he's like...
He's the one who signed it. He signed it, too.
You know, to bring him back, though. He wouldn't come back.
Oh, I don't think. Yeah.
Like, he'd be the one guy I would assume wouldn't come back. If they didn't kill him, he wouldn't come back, I wouldn't think.
No, I mean, they...
What about
they
Sean bring, Gunn, though? Like, that's
no,
my
I'm
real
saying
question.
They bring him back in Avengers 4 just to kill him off in Avengers 4 again.
It'd be brutal. But what's the Sean Gunn of it all? That's what I'm... Because how many... Like, he's not in a ton of movies. That's his most high-profile thing.
No. I was
bigger in something else?
I forgot what it was. And I was like, holy crap, Sean Gunn is in this? What was it? Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, okay.
That's what it was. I was surprised that he was in that.
Huh. Was he in the revival too,
yep.
though? Oh, okay. Huh, there you go.
He's not he was in Pearl Harbor.
No, I'm not saying he's a nobody. I'm just saying, like, the most high profile thing.
Pearl Harbor?
Like, most people in the world. Well, probably Gilmore Girls. Probably most people would know him from them.
Yeah, because, like, he was even in, like, the poster
mm-hmm.
that I saw.
Okay.
It had like Sean Gunn in it. I was like, whoa. It had like 15 people in this
poster. I'm really surprised because I've seen, like, I haven't seen Gilmore Girls, but I know like some of the faces of the people in Gilmore Girls, and he's not one of the faces.
I mean, to be fair, when you search Sean Gunn, Gilmore Girls is the first thing.
Yeah.
Even in front of Guardians 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And the Belko experiment, which I mean, like, was a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll stand corrected on that.
Whoa, James Gunn is his father. As in, his James father Gunn also Jr. has a James Gunn, the director is James Gunn Jr.
It's a different middle name, and that makes you not.
Interesting.
Yeah, this Guardians thing's a big mess.
Yeah.
I think they should have waited. Everyone thinks that, though. Should have just waited out.
2020 hindsight.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like moving forward. Why not? What is the harm of waiting? People aren't going to be pissed.
Yeah, but it's like we didn't even know about it.
That's what I'm saying. There was no harm in waiting because I don't think we ever would have known about it.
I don't think even if someone told me like, oh, you know, James Gunn made a bunch of offensive jokes that he apologized for back in the day. I don't think I would have been
That's too why mad. I don't even think it would have been a story. Oh, man. Craziness.
Anyways.
Yeah, we'll move on to some DC news. Wonder Woman 1984 news. Hans Zimmer is coming back to score another DC movie. So I think he did her theme. I don't think he did the first Wonder Woman movie, but he did the theme, like the main one from.
I thought he said he wasn't going to come back.
He did say he wasn't going to come back. So there you go. Came back for this.
Liar.
Liar! I think he meant.
Stick to your word, coward.
I think he meant the Zack Snyder world.
He can learn something from Alan Horn.
This isn't a sequel, though, to Wonder Woman, which we've been told.
They're saying it's not a sequel?
That's what Gal Gadot says. She's like, it's not a sequel.
Okay. But I think sequel means something different in Hebrew than it does.
I think so.
She's like, the New Testament's not a sequel either.
Yeah. I think people misuse
it. Oh, that's a solid joke right there. Come on.
Yeah. I think she meant, like, sequels are sometimes the same movie, but, like Hangover 2 is a sequel to Hangover.
Yeah, because but it's like the Hangover. No, it's not. It is, like, a blatant, poorly made ripoff.
True, the first it's a Hangover. Remake.
It's not even it's more like of a sequel.
Like, it doesn't. Back to the Future 2 is kind of. It's pretty sequel. I know it's very different, like, story points and stuff, but, like,
they have the repetitive nature
ish. Of, like, the chase sequence.
You're telling me, like, any vacation movie is a sequel to any vacation movie?
Yes, because they got the same... I don't know. I don't know what she's trying to say. I'm trying to translate.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
She just said, I just know they're like, it's not a sequel. I'm like...
Do they still speak Hebrew casually in Israel?
Is that the main language they speak?
That sounds really ignorant.
It is, but, like... I think in general we are ignorant.
Okay, so they've been showing these, like, go to Jerusalem travel commercials.
Have they?
And the tagline, whatever channels I'm watching.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen them.
The tagline, go to Jerusalem. The tagline is, it's a vacation beyond belief. And I'm like, what a great tagline.
Belief, yeah.
Like, as in, like, religious. We're not just a religious place. You can party here. Because all of it is, like, it looks, it's got make it look like an Instagram
That just sounds story. Like a double entendre, because it is also a religious place.
Yeah.
So I think.
But everything they're showing is.
Like partying?
Yeah. Like, they literally make it look like a Instagram story on your TV,
you know,
but it's
you know where you can get alcohol in the Middle
and
East?
There's a bunch of lines at the top.
Israel.
Yeah, I need to find... Official language is Hebrew.
There you go. So I assume that's what they...
I think that was a symbolic thing, though. I think originally that was supposed to be English, and I think they recently changed it or something.
Oh.
To make it more, like, anti-Muslim. Is that, like, what...
is that what they speak to? I assume so.
That's weird, though, because I always imagined Hebrew being like an old language where they don't have word for car and stuff.
No, I think that it does. I think that's only like Latin.
How do you say car in Hebrew? Like that.
How do you read car in Hebrew?
How do you say cell phone? Like that. Okay, I guess it's a pretty fresh language, man.
There you go. It exists.
Oh, telephone. Is Hebrew.
I doubt it's
Wow, how crazy. Exactly, we got the word like telephone from the Jews.
There you go. We just stole that.
What if that's what someone actually believed?
We got the word telephone from the Jews.
You know how they say iPhone in Germany?
You know the
iPhone.
the oldest form of media, telephone.
There you go.
So
Jews have been running.
They controlled it from the beginning.
Controlling it. You sound like Alex Jones now. Yeah, let's talk about Doctor Strange too.
Yes,
we got someone who's definitely not Jewish,
as far as we know.
Yeah, he appropriates other religions. Why not?
He's not American either, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a rumor it's going to be shooting in spring of 2019.
You think they push up any of the other Marvel movies to...
Actually, I just read somewhere. I can't remember.
Oh, like they're pushing forward that women's movie.
I can't remember. Oh, it might have been this movie. It said some Marvel movies rumored to be... It's probably this one. I didn't read the rest of the article. I just read the title. It was probably this movie. It said mystery Marvel movie rumored to shoot in 2019.
It could be that women's one.
Yeah.
Where they want like Black Widow.
I think that one would take a while. They would shoot the Black Widow movie before that.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I think that one would take a while to make. Because they have it so planned out. They're like, we're doing this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I think that hadn't occurred to them until they like, they
until they saw they the all success, met together.
Yeah. Or yeah. So it takes them a while.
The Batman news, Oscar Isaac has met with Warner Brothers. Apparently he's interested.
Ooh, ooh, I'm down for that.
Who do you think he's going to be?
He could be the Penguin, man.
Ooh.
Oswald Cobblepot.
There we go. Like a younger...
Yeah, I can actually see him as the Penguin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think he could do it.
Put like a big fake nose on him?
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Especially with his character in Ex Machina, it was kind of like...
Like yeah,
unhinged, yeah, crazy guy.
Yeah, so I think he could do it. He could play a good. I mean, he wasn't a great Apocalypse in X-Men Apocalypse, but I think he could be a good villain if he like given the right direction. Yeah, he was not great as Apocalypse.
Have you seen any other movie though that he's disappointed you in?
No, every other thing I've seen him in, he's great.
Yeah,
but yeah, that movie really
are disappointed. Are you going to go watch?
That's why he makes great choice. He makes great choices. I don't know why he signed up for that movie.
Are you going to watch that one movie where he kills the Nazis?
I do want to see it after seeing that trailer.
After seeing that trailer with my family, I told my dad I'm going to quit my job and go hunt Nazis.
Oh, and you're going to quit your job and just watch that movie over and over.
And he's like,
this is my new job.
He's like, what, you're going to kill a bunch of 90-year-olds?
Yeah, it's like, how are you going to find it? Well, modern-day Nazis. They're not as fun.
Modern? No, I mean not current living Nazis.
Yeah. Like German Nazis?
Yeah, start eldest to youngest.
Yeah. That's the way to go. Go to Brazil and be like Magneto.
Exactly. I mean, well, we talked about this before. Where
we
I was
did
like,
talk about this.
It just enables, I just have to unplug some life support machines.
True. You're like, haha, killing Nazis. I'm like, this is like a really weird thing to do.
You're like, are you sure you ought to do this, Drew?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not the bad guy here. This guy's a Nazi.
Shouldn't be keeping him alive.
Apparently, I would accomplish the goal of what's worse than a Nazi. You're like the guy who's killing
the guy who's killing 90-year-old Nazis. Unplugging their machines.
The guy's like, I'm sorry for what I did. I was like, I don't care.
You're still a Nazi.
And then Black Panther, apparently Disney's pushing that for Best Picture of the Year. They don't want to do Best Popular Film.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going to come into effect until
2020.
The year after anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing about the best picture. You're going to get them like lumped into that. You're going to get all these popular movies that sometimes get nominated for best picture into popular.
Like Avatar.
Yeah. Well, was that for best picture?
Yeah.
Really?
He lost to his ex-wife.
That's crazy.
Kurt Locker, Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah. I didn't know. I forgot Avatar was nominated for best picture.
Yeah. Cause I watched all those movies that year and I was like, man, yeah. I can't believe I watched all these movies except for, Precious, was that the name of the movie?
That was a name of a movie. I didn't know.
And The Help. I think those are the two movies I didn't watch that year. Because that was the first year they did 10.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have to do 10 movies. We need to find 10 movies. And I was like, this is horrible. I just sat down. But Up was also nominated for Best Picture
really?
Of the Year, I think.
See, I thought they moved the animated out. Like, I thought, because they create, like, after, I think, Beauty and the Beast it was, they made like an animated category, so you weren't even allowed to be in the Best Picture. I could be remembering
it was
that
nominated
wrong.
For Best Picture.
Okay, so that's not even true.
Making it the second animated film in history to receive such a nomination following Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Um,
Yeah, but I assume if like when that does pass, you're not going to be able to be in both categories.
Oh no, 2009. There was some weird...
Like, was Up in the best animated movie category when it was in the best picture? Or was it just in the best picture?
Oh, good question.
Or did they not? I don't know when the best animated started. But, because it would have hands down win the best animated if it's in the best picture, I would think. But maybe it's not allowed to be in both. I'm not sure.
I don't think it was.
It wasn't?
Oh, Toy Story 3 was also.
Oh. That's a good year.
Oh, you know, it was. So, best one.
Okay.
It won best animated feature film.
Okay.
Oh, no, that was the Golden Globes. Sorry. Oh. No, it wasn't.
Oh, really?
It was just animated feature and best original score.
There was a best animated, though?
For Golden Globe.
But not for the Oscars. Like, there was Toy Story 3 nominated for the Oscars, or no? Because they may have not had that category. I don't know the history.
Toy Story was best picture, but not... Oh, Toy Story 1?
Three. When did the best animated category start being a thing? Might not be as old as I thought it was.
Oh, Toy Story 3 was both.
It was best picture?
And animated. 2001.
Oh, it was. Okay. So you can be both.
Oh, wait. 2009 says it was. What the hell is going on?
This is Wikipedia, why are you so wrong?
Academy Awards. Best animated feature. It says Up.
Huh. Really?
Let's look this up.
Now I have to know.
Okay, list of accolades received by Up. Academy Awards, Best Picture and Best Animated Feature. It was nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
And Best Original Screenplay, but won for Best Animated Feature, Original Score, and Sound Editing.
Got it. So you can be both.
Okay. Yeah.
As long as you can be both. Because there are some movies that are just good movies, even if they're animated, obviously.
Okay, let's see what else I watched that year. 2009, Hurt Locker, Avatar, The Blind Side. That's the movie I didn't watch.
That was Best Picture?
District 9, An Education, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, based on the novel Push, A Serious Man, Up and Up in the Air.
Who won that year?
Hurt Locker.
Oh, Hurt Locker. That's actually a lot of good movies that year.
Yeah, but like, you think District 9, it was a good movie, but Best Picture?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
There's or even, like, A Serious Man? That was a weird movie.
I never saw that. But Inglourious Basterds, that's a good movie.
Yeah. I rewatched it. I rewatched that one and Django.
Mm-hmm.
I rewatched Inglourious Basterds on my way to Orlando and Django on my way back.
Nice.
And a lot of questionable people saying, yeah, they're like, what the hell is this guy watching next to me? Because I forgot there was a sex scene in Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, yeah.
Where Goebbels is having sex with his translator person.
Mm-hmm.
That was very awkward.
Yeah.
Anyways.
TV news?
Where was I? Oh, yeah. TV news.
Yeah. Punisher season 2 is wrapped filming. So that's going to come out eventually. And Runaway season 2, it got a premiere date December 21st. Got going to premiere. I believe still on Hulu, that is. And then The Watchmen, they shot the pilot, and the whole series officially got picked up by HBO.
Nice.
That's going to be happening.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it should be cool. And then we got Doom Patrol news. Brendan Fraser has been cast, a guy we haven't seen that much of recently. He's going to be a robot man. He's going to provide the voiceover, and he's going to appear in flashback scenes before he's robot man. So he's not going to be on set when he's Robot Man, but they got someone else to be the body capture suit, I guess. Riley Shanahan is going to be the basically doing the mocap for him.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, cool. Good to see Brendan Fraser still around. I think he's making a comeback. He's been in a lot of stuff recently.
After that sexual assault thing,
is that what happened with him?
Yeah, he said.
Oh
he
yeah,
was
yeah, a, he was.
He was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, he was...
He was the guy.
He was assaulted.
Yeah.
Yeah, very important.
Very important, yeah.
An Arrowverse crossover.
Yes. Superman's going to be in the crossover in all three episodes, and then they're going to introduce Lois Lane. So they had Superman. He's, I think, appeared in four episodes of Supergirl. So he's going to be in all the crossover stuff. So
are you including the one where he's just like a shadowy figure in the first one?
No, I'm not including that one. I'm including the one with the Tyler, whatever his name is, yeah. Superman being actually there. Because, yeah, he was like a shadowy guy walking around. I'm like, Superman, he got caught up in this thing.
Like, yeah, he's like, gotta go.
That's weird. But yeah, so that's going to be cool to see. Get the first Lois Lane look and actually see Superman interact with the Flash and Arrow. So.
Wait, so she's... She's hit...
They're cousins.
Okay. But she's still from the House of El?
Yeah. She's cousins.
Yeah.
So, like, the Jor-El's brother is...
Her dad.
I think his brother's Zor-El.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her dad. And she's actually older than him.
Yeah.
But then she gets caught in, like, yeah. time, and then he becomes older than her or whatever. Yeah. So, that's that relationship.
They should have made her his aunt. I don't know why. But
I mean, they could have.
Really, it's to really drive home the age difference.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Because like yeah, you could have a cousin. Like, it's the weird thing about the older cousin.
I mean, you could also do it with an aunt, but, like, I think an aunt is easier to understand the age difference.
Yeah.
Where if she's like, I'm your aunt, you're supposed to listen to me. And he's like, I'm older than you.
Yeah. Where the cousin thing is like, oh, you could have an older cousin. Like
yeah, that's very common.
In your head, you don't necessarily know, like, because it's weird, because that's not real, like, at least in the show. I mean, I don't know how the comics
or even her grandmother. It could be his grandmother, and that would be a great point to drive home.
Yeah, it seems like a thing where they should play up on that she's older, but that never seems to be a factor.
No.
It just, like, seems like a weird story point. Where that's just how it is, but like...
Because it's also because her name is Supergirl. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So they really are separating them by age.
Yeah.
But I think it would be better if it was like, oh, I'm your aunt.
Yeah. I agree. But someone did it in comics and they're like, if we did that in the show or movie, people are going to get really pissed.
Yeah.
Even though it has no effect on the story, people are going to get really pissed. But yeah. I'm excited for this crossover. Because all their crossovers are awesome.
Star Wars news.
Yes. We have a cast member joining episode 9. Dominic Monaghan has joined the cast.
Returning to work with J.J. Abrams.
Yep.
After
Lost, I think. Worked on Lost together. We don't know who he's playing because we don't know anything about this episode.
Movie. Yeah.
Yep.
Come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about a remake, sequel, original movie, adaptation, sequel, failing business.
What could that be?
What's movie related?
And
failing. So come back tomorrow for that. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.